was a big immigration issue before the current border surge. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. DACA, the Obama-era program that shields some immigrants brought to the U.S. as kids from being deported. A federal appeals court upholds a ruling it's unlawful, but says
the federal judge in Texas should take another look at the program after the revisions adopted in August. The ruling leaves the future of DACA, or deferred action for childhood arrivals, up in the air. The program was declared illegal last year by a Texas judge, but he left it in place temporarily for those already benefiting from it pending the appeal.
Fox's Lisa Lacerra. President Biden called the ruling disappointing after he went to Florida, saw Hurricane Ian's destruction, vowing federal help cleaning up and rebuilding.
I directed the Small Business Administration to speed up the processing of low-interest disaster loans.
Standing beside Republican Governor Ron DeSantis as the two set aside political differences.
When I'm meeting with people that have lost everything, they are thankful that they have so many people that are there supporting. And that's really, you only get there if it's a team effort.
Search and rescue continues with cadaver dogs. The storm is blamed for more than 100 deaths. The U.S. is sending more aid to Ukraine in addition to weapons and ammo as Russia bombs residential areas in one of the four regions Russia's leader now claims are part of his country now. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky also alleges Russia has stolen 1.6 million of his people, Ukrainians.
Many of them passed through terrible Russian filtration camps where they were abused.
A massacre in Thailand, the worst one ever there. A former cop went into a child care center, shot and stabbed more than 30 people to death, most of them kids, then went home and killed his own child and wife and then himself. A family kidnapped Monday in California was found dead in an orchard last night, an eight-month-old baby, her mother, father, and uncle.
There's a special place in hell for this guy, and I mean it.
Merced County Sheriff Vern Warnke wants a suspect to face the death penalty. He injured himself attempting suicide. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The day after the White House called OPEC Plus nations' decision to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day a mistake, gas is up 3 more cents. It's gained 6 cents in 2 days. President Biden, who urged Saudi Arabia and other nations not to do that, will take a trip focused on the economy to New York.
The president is expected to visit IBM in Poughkeepsie. Local media report Hudson Valley officials are hoping he's going to reveal that the feds are going to make a major investment in it and other companies under the CHIPS and Science Act. The law is aimed at giving tech companies historically large grants and tax breaks. And New York State may soon become the center of the U.S. semiconductor industry. Micron Technology just announced it's going to invest as much as $100 billion to build a computer chip factory complex in the Syracuse area. Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
Opening statements are today at the trial in Wisconsin for Daryl Brooks, who's charged in the Christmas parade attack, driving into people, killing six, injuring more than 60. There's an empty cell on death row in Texas.
John Henry Ramirez was given a lethal injection last night. He'd been convicted of stabbing a convenience store clerk to death 18 years ago. He told his victim's family he hoped it would bring them closure. While his legal fight ultimately didn't stop his death sentence, it did result in a Supreme Court ruling that the Texas prohibition against an inmate having a spiritual advisor present in the death chamber was a violation of the constitutional guarantees of religious freedom. Ramirez's pastor placed his hand on his chest and prayed while the drugs took effect. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down. A French author's won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Annie Ornaux, Nobel Committee Chairman Anders Olsen says,
despite her consciously plain literary style, she declares that she is an, quote, ethnologist of herself, end quote, rather than a writer of fiction.
Tomorrow, they'll hand out the Nobel Peace Prize. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.